Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. It is some kind of awesome day today. It is so beautiful outside. It is Tuesday, December 23rd, and it is gorgeous out there. It is sunny Southern California at its best in December. Today reached up in the mid-80s. We live in such an awesome city, and I'm so grateful for it. It was so beautiful outside. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you that we can hear, we can see, we can touch, we can feel. We have the activity of our limbs. We're grateful, Lord, regardless of whatever state we're in. Lord, help us to be content with it, because we have so much to be grateful for, and we love you, Lord. Bless us like only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we had left off, we had read Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 over the last couple of days, and I wanted to stay within that same theme until we arrive at Christmas, just talking strictly about the person of Jesus and God, who God is. And today we are going to look at some of his names. Some of his names. In Isaiah 7 and 14, it reads, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And Emmanuel means God with us. We have a God that is with us. He's not out somewhere unreachable. I was reading something the other day and it said, the lady said, you know, "I always knew there was a God. I never knew how to get a hold of him." She just never knew how to get a hold of him. But you know what? For whatever reason, she didn't go to the Word of God, or someone didn't witness to her, or she said she grew up not going to church. And I found that kind of fascinating that she said, "I just never knew how to get a hold of God." But you know what? Right where you are, I don't care if you are at a park, you're in the line getting ready to pay for your rotisserie chicken because you're not cooking tonight, or you are taking your son to soccer practice, or you are just out and about, you know, mowing the lawn. You can get in touch with God. All you have to do is think on him and begin to speak with him with your heart. When God talks about worshiping him in spirit and in truth, it's with your whole heart, with your internal being. That place where a lot of times we don't let anybody, you know, in. We don't let anybody see that for fear that they will hurt us. And some people have been hurt, and some people have hurt others. And so we know that living in this life, these things happen. But you can get intimate with God. And so let's look at his name. So one of his names we just read in Isaiah 7:14 was Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. So let's look at another name. It is, one of his names is Yahweh Nissi, Jehovah Nissi. And that means the Lord is my banner, our champion who fights for us. That is important to know, because the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay." So he fights on our behalf. So no need to get riled up and you know, take it to the streets, and "I'm going to get this person told, and I'm going to get this person back for what they did, and how could they do this to me?" We don't even have to do that. Now, I will say some things require legal attention. That is true. But you do it under the auspice and direction of God and through the right channels. You don't usurp the system trying to do something. You do it the right way. You do it the right way because the Lord is our banner. He fights for us. Another one of his names is Yahweh Rapha, or Jehovah Rapha, and that means the Lord who heals his people. That's awesome. That is awesome, because the Lord who heals his people. If we are children of God, we can expect that we are going to be healed by the Lord. And you know, some people say, well, you know, I know people that died of cancer, and I know people that died of these diseases, and they believe God. You know, we don't know how God is going to heal. He can heal on this side of the earth, or he can heal where he is, where there is no sickness, there is no death, there is no pain, there is no tears, there's no heartache, there's no absence of love. He can heal there too. So we trust and believe that he heals, because you know what? His name is a healer. He is a healer. So he fights for us, and he's a healer. Another one of his names is Adonai, and that means Lord or Master. He is Lord of all, Lord of lords, King of kings. He rules all. And this world may be doing all kind of things, and it looks like sometimes, oh my goodness, it's so out of control. You know, how is this going to be rectified or fixed? God is in control. Trust him. But we also have a human will, which we are down here, a lot of people wreaking havoc upon one another because we can. And there is going to be something to pay for that. That's not going to go unchecked. And so because of his first name, Jehovah Nissi, we know that he's going to fight for us, and he's going to take care of it. Amen. So he is Lord of all. So regardless of what your problem is or your situation, he is Lord above that. You have a crisis, he is Lord above that. You have lack, he is Lord above that. You have any want or desire, he is Lord above that. You have a sickness or ailment or something that you're finding it hard to overcome, a pain of rejection, or someone misused you or abused you, he is Lord over all of that. Submit yourself to him, and he will take care of it. Cast your cares over to him, because he cares for you. He cares for us. And so we want to be able to call out these names. I tell you these names so you can remember these names. Write them down. So when you are in a situation, you say, Lord, I call upon your name, Jehovah Nissi, because I know that you fight for us. I call upon your name, Jehovah Rapha, because I know you are the God that heals. I call upon your name, Adonai, because I know that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. No one is above you. You call out those names. Another one of his names is El Elyon, the Most High God, Sovereign over all. Sovereign over all, over everything and everybody. Lord of all. We just spoke about that. Another one of his names is El Shaddai, God Almighty. Yahweh Jireh, or we say Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh, he is a provider. So you call upon the names of the Lord, and we're going to discuss some more on tomorrow. May God bless you. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you.